for the means to an end. So I go into the bathroom, look into the mirror, splash water on my face. My mind gets clearer as I look up. I'm all shook up, my pants are took up. Can't even leave a crib without a cop trying to book up. The nature of the things in my mind cause stress. But when I'm in my home, I prepare for the test. So I hit the door, left, right to the sidewalk. Visions of my body outlined in chalk. Mom's heartbroken cause I lived a short life. Didn't even have a chance for three kids and a wife. But the outline ain't mine this time. I hear the rat-a-tat in the back of my mind. Check it. I don't know where the green grass grows. Maybe in suburban areas, but not in the ghetto. Yesterday I'm fooling on the corner with this kid kicking small talk. This is how the chalk hit the sidewalk. He's doing bad, but he could be doing better, yo. He was living fat and things changed like the weather just then. My brother rolled up with a Mac-10. I hit the ground, he sprayed. I thought the shots would never end. Hysterically, I pushed a dead body off my back. Everybody turned away as if they didn't see Jack. This is another scenario or a day in the life of a black man living in a ghetto. Homicide blocked off the corner. Tears in my eyes got me thinking about the genocide. Yo, hold up. A brother snatched me up and pulled me to the side. I saw his face. Oh, shit. It's a trigger man. And asked him, yo, how could you kill another black man? Yo, it was hard even though he was a devil. So I spoke one black man. His punks killed several. Reached through his pocket, but he didn't pull a gun. What he pulled was a picture of his wife and his son. His family was killed, caught up in the crossfire by the kingpin. I guess a drug deal went sour. It's been a year since my wife and son passed. I was wrong. I felt as if I had to get him back. A week later, he was found dead, face down in the gutter with a bullet in his head.